Mrs. Bowman, you were telling me about how you made butter. How did you do that?
Well, you just set your milk in a great big pan, and after it's set overnight, you took the cream off, and you put your cream in your butter churn, and you churned it.
Now, was this a wooden butter churn,
I
or what?
I never used the wooden one. No, I had a glass one.
A glass one?
Glass like a one with metal paddles.
Didn't break when you... I was thinking glass might break when you push down, up and down.
I didn't push down. This one I had paddles in it, like similar to your egg beater and like that.
All right.
It was a smaller one.
For on top of a counter, maybe, or something?
And you turned it. And I used to make the butter with that.
I see. So that you just turn and turn. And it takes quite a while, though, doesn't
it? Yes, it does, very much. And I'd make the youngsters help out with that, and they ate it.
Their arms would hurt. But with six kids, you just keep passing it down. A lot more arms than usual to have that kind of thing going on. As far as anything else on the farm work that you remember, you had to sow all your seed by hand and do the harvesting by hand. Did you sell any of the vegetables in town?
Oh, yes. He had a root in town. He had a root in Worcester. And I used to have to go out and pack tomatoes. And I'd be as careful as could be, make sure that I packed them just right. But he'd always come out and just move one or two to make it just perfect. Because you couldn't put a cracked tomato in or a tomato that was deformed or anything. Those are the ones I used to can.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Mr. Bowman would drive in his wagon
around
Westboro, around the streets, and to Worcester selling his
tomatoes,
produce.
And cucumbers and squash and cabbage, and anything that we had. We had a large strawberry bed, and we used to sell the strawberries in the spring.
How nice. So you had strawberry shortcake here, too.
Oh, we had that. We used to make one probably about that big. I didn't make it in biscuit. I'd make it in one big
huge
sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And loaded with strawberries.
Oh, that
probably
sounds good.
Probably six boxes of strawberries for shortcake.
Oh, that sounds great. It really does. I thank you very much for this. I think we've gotten a lot of information about when Westboro was a farming time and all the work that you did to keep six children and other people and the whole farm going. I think you deserve a great deal of credit for all that. And thank you very much.